Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're continuing our discussion with historian Heather Cox Richardson, author of the Substack Letters from an American, as well as seven incredible books. Just wanted to add in a little fact, which I thought was fascinating, given our discussion, which all of you can find. My first interview of Ms. Richardson, that you can find at civicmedia.us. That is the Maggie Dawn episode from September 27th. We spent a lot of time that day talking about the Electoral College, and you mentioned in your Substack earlier this week that in, I believe it was 1884, voters by popular vote had elected Grover Cleveland, basically on the promise to lower tariffs and use income taxes to help fund the federal government. And Mr. Cleveland didn't become president. Mr. Benjamin Harrison did, because of the Electoral College, and they went back to more tariffs. Just a little interesting bridge between our first conversation and this one I wanted to share with everybody. One of the things that I think is extraordinarily important to help people understand is why Donald Trump would pursue economic policies that every economist of any objective merit knows would not work for the middle class, that he's doubling down on the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans that he helped pass in 2017, and that led to many trillions of dollars of increase in our deficit. Like, what actually is the motivation there? Of course, there's some self-interest, himself being a ridiculously wealthy person. But to me, there seems to be more than that. And if we bring this conversation back to sort of where we began today, Heather, this likelihood of corruption, this fascination with dictators, what do you think voters need to see? What is the big picture here?
The big picture, I think, is exactly that. And we've pointed to it a number of times, that Trump does not defend democracy, nor does J.D. Vance and the MAGAs who are supporting them. And it's important to remember that these are not your mother's Republicans. These are not traditional Republicans. They are radical extremists, are looking, and they're quite vocal about the fact they want to overturn democracy. They do not believe democracy works. They believe that it corrupts a society by permitting secular government. They believe that you need to get rid of it altogether and instead to concentrate power among a very few people. And I think Donald Trump is on board for that because, first of all, he wants to stay out of jail. But second of all, he cares about money and he cares about power. But a very small group of Americans who want to impose Christian nationalism on us are also behind it because they, too, don't believe in democracy. So when you look at things like Trump's cozying up to Vladimir Putin, or CPAC's cozying up to Viktor Orban of Hungary, who got rid of his own democracy and put an authoritarian government in place. What you are seeing, I think, is the attempt to destroy American democracy at home and then to align the extraordinarily powerful United States of America with dictators so that the people who are in charge of this country can concentrate wealth and power amongst themselves. And anybody who thinks that that's going to do any good for anybody except a handful of Americans or a handful of people is simply not looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's a lie, and it's a pernicious and dangerous lie, one where these weird alignments of interests seem to, again, be coming together to threaten the very basis of our democracy. Again, you pointed out in your Substack of October 5th that by 1929, 5% of the population received one-third of the nation's income. Today, the top 1% of earners in the United States took home, in 2023, 27% of the nation's income. We are back to those Great Depression levels of acuteness. If you can speak, Heather, in our last few minutes here, to folks who may be traditional conservatives, independents, people that are pro-business, what would you say to them about the choice that's presented this November 5th?
Well, you know, I always say that I'm a Lincoln conservative, and people wonder what I mean by that. And that's that Lincoln recognized that if, in fact, we were going to be a conservative country, we had to stand firm on the Declaration of Independence, for the simple reason that when you start to say that some people are above the law, it's only a question of time until there's a very small group of people in charge of the country. And when they are in charge of the country, they have no reason to treat the rest of the people equally. And what they will do is they will be corrupt and they will concentrate power among themselves. So if you're a small business owner and you think you've got a great idea, good luck with that. Because unless you are cozying up to the dictator, you're not going to get anywhere. And even if you do, it can always be taken away. And this is what's happened in Hungary and obviously with Vladimir Putin. So anybody who really cares about maintaining American democracy and the sort of center level of guardrails that have protected our economy, but also our rights, cannot side with the MAGA Republicans right now. And one of the things that I always think about when I watch the MAGAs in this moment, so fervently supporting Trump, and this seems weird, but I always think about the Confederates, because in that case, the leaders of the Confederacy who were trying to convince the followers in the South that they were, you know, all in this together and that they would be protected. Guess who was on the front lines? And guess who ended up losing everything while those extraordinarily wealthy people stayed in power? And that, you know, that's worth remembering that we've done it here already. Mm.
Thank you so much, Heather. It's always a privilege and pleasure to talk with you. That's Heather Cox Richardson, historian, professor of history at Boston College, author of 7 books, as well as the number one Substack, Letters from an American. I can't wait to talk with you again. Folks, you're not going to want to go anywhere. I'm so excited to talk with my very special next guest. Her name is Fatima Goss Graves. She's the CEO of the National Women's Law Center and a co-founder of Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports are next. Keep it.